About a year ago, Lansing voters approved a proposal to sell the 120-acre Waverly Golf Course, along with an adjacent park, Michigan Avenue Park. Last night, the Lansing City Council considered the next step, a formal decision to sell the land. That proposal passed unanimously, by the way, last night. And here to discuss what all that means, along with the bigger picture involving all that park and green space on Lansing's west side, is Lansing City Councilman Brian Jeffries, who heads the Council's Planning and Development Committee. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
And Kathy Rogers is the Lansing Township Supervisor. Welcome to Current State, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
I wonder if each of you could give our listeners just a brief history on how these two parks, Waverly and Michigan Avenue, came to be considered for sale in the first place. How did we get to this place?
Well, at least from the city side of things, back in 2007, I believe it was, the park at that time was a golf course. And the mayor, due to certain budget constraints, shut down the operations of the golf course. And for the last 5-6 years, it's just been, you know, in the current state that it is. And once or twice a year, someone will go out and actually mow it and row it in terms of creating hay bales out there, if you go out there and you can see that. And so we've had discussions over the years as to what use the city could put the property and kind of repurpose it. And there have been some activities in terms of events that occur from time to time out there, but really no real use to the city in a very specific way. And what we did last night, it's called an Act 33 review. The city actually, through the park board process as well as city council, will review the property to see if there is any continued use or purpose for the city, or is it surplus property? And if so, we will put it out for what's called a market for sale. And what we did last night was pass a resolution that authorized the administration to actually put it up for sale. They could either go stick a sign out there that says for sale, or they could hire a broker to do that, or they could go through a similar process that we did with the Red Cedar Golf Course in that park. And that's, you know, do an RFP process where we put some ideas together, some just very broad guidelines, and then send them out to developers, not only locally but across the country, to see what kind of ideas can come back for the sale of that property.
And are those literally the three options, the primary options that rise to the top?
At this, a
sale, a broker, or an RFP?
Correct. Okay. That's what we're looking at.
And Kathy Rogers, explain how it is the City of Lansing and Lansing Township are both involved in this property.
Well, the Waverly Golf Course, which is how we know it, it's the Waverly Park, actually is owned by the City of Lansing. The City of Lansing bought it in 1939 for $40,000. It was 120 acres total. And they developed that as a recreational spot. It is not in the City of Lansing. It was purchased by the City of Lansing, but it is in Lansing Township. So the township is definitely interested in any buyer for that property from the city, because we will be the community that will handle site plan review, how that's going to be handled in terms of zoning, what kinds of things are going to be allowed to go into that zoning, which will depend a lot on what the infrastructure in that park is for stormwater, for sanitary sewer, for water. We already are the responsible unit of government for fire protection and police protection in that park.
Okay.
Because it exists in Lansing Township. For instance, we had several calls for fires in the hay bales last summer.
Oh.
So we are very interested in working with the city in how they are going to market it and who's going to end up getting that property.
And ultimately, Brian Jeffries, from the city's perspective, this is a lot about a revenue crunch, isn't it? I mean, it just isn't tenable anymore for the City of Lansing to be in the golf course business, or do I have that wrong?
Well, we do have a budget situation. This does provide an opportunity for the city in terms of some revenue coming in. We do not have any appraisals yet on the property in terms of being able to talk about numbers. But I think as we move forward, as what Kathy has said is absolutely true, I hope there is discussions that are currently or will start shortly between the administration and Lansing Township in terms of what the township has an interest in. It would be A waste of time, I believe, if we go through this process, bring a development forward that is something that the township cannot accept, since they do have control over zoning in that area. Right now, it's currently zoned residential. That's the only use that property can be put to. So if there's something other than residential that's going to go in there, the township is certainly going to have a lot of say in that. The second piece is for us on the budget side, this is not located in the city. This would be a one lump sum of money coming to us in terms of the sale proceeds. The other thing I would like to discuss with the township is the possibility of a 425 tax sharing arrangement. We have a number of agreements in the regions with Aladdin Township and Delta Township where we've gone in and helped provide some of the infrastructure that has gone in and paid for those. And in return, we ask for a return on that investment through the tax capture that the township will get and share those tax returns. So we would have an ongoing stream of revenue, not just the one-time lump sum that would come in on the sale price, but some ongoing tax revenue that's coming in. And I hope that discussion also occurs at the same time.
You're confident about that, Kathy Rogers, from your perspective?
We've not discussed a 425 in regard to this property.
Okay.
We've never. I'm talking about in-house. In Lansing Township, we've never discussed
right.
that. The reason that we haven't is there is not a lot of infrastructure that we need from the city. Already the city owns, maintains, and operates the sanitary sewers in Lansing Township, so it would just be an extension for that. We have Westside Water that would provide water to any development there. We have our own water department that would provide that. And Lansing Township has already paid for and continues to pay for any storm water. The city did get an assessment for part of the drainage district that is there, but they refused to pay it, so Lansing Township picked that up. So we actually... that was back in the 1970s, and they were going to pick up their percentage of cost on that drain, and City Council, long before Brian Jeffries was there or anybody in city government now was there, said, no, we're not going to pay that. We don't think that we have to, and they didn't.
Thanks for clarifying that.
And therefore, Lansing Township picked up that entire drain assessment on the Waverly Golf Course.
Is that going to be an issue moving forward, though?
It should not be. Okay. I bring that in just as history of, in terms of doing a 425, the person you're doing the 425 with has to have something that they can offer you that you don't have.
Got it.
We have water, we have sewer, and we've already paid for the drains. So there's not a lot that the city can say to Lansing Township, oh, there's something we can really do for you in a 425. I'm not saying that can't be a discussion, and I think it needs to be, because there are only certain economic vehicles that are available to local government, both municipals and townships. And I think we need to take advantage of anything that is out there that we might be able to take advantage of in terms of funding and in terms of sharing. And it definitely meets the definition of working together for regionalism,
mm-hmm.
but we also have a huge amount of property just east of the Waverly Golf Course that is 57 acres in the city and 167 acres in the township, in which we are going to have to work together and are working together through our planning departments, through LEAP, and that's the GM properties on West Saginaw Street. So this is all in the same area. This is an area of the Saginaw Corridor Authority, which was supposed to get off the ground and hasn't yet, but we hope that it will, because all of this land, the Waverly Golf Course included, going from Saginaw Street from the township's borders into the city of Lansing, is going to include an immense amount of acreage, and the two units of government, along with LEAP and any other regional partner that would like to get involved in this, we need to be talking.
We're talking with Brian Jeffries of the Lansing City Council and Kathy Rogers, the Lansing Township Supervisor. Brian, are we about to enter a period of really creative bargaining, creative negotiations here?
Well, I think there's certainly an opportunity there, and I think Kathy was right. There are certain things that municipalities can bring forward in terms of its economic development toolbox, and, for example, personal property exemptions and things like that that we have entered into in terms of tax sharing arrangements with other municipalities such as Delta Township and the GM plants. It affords, if we're going to do something manufacturing, if we're talking about the old GM property, it affords the ability for a manufacturer to come in if they want to bring in $10 million worth of equipment, at least to get a tax abatement on the personal property taxes that may attach to that equipment. Those are tax sharing arrangements and agreements that that we can enter into, and I think this does present a very a good opportunity to be very creative in terms of what we do, not only with the Waverly site, and that's 120 acres. It's a green site. It's not a brownfield. It's ready for development. The contours are such that I think it really presents some very interesting aspects and opportunities. But then when you look at the old GM site, which is a huge brownfield, we do have some monies that are available that we got or that are available through the bankruptcy that the GM went through and that have been set aside for the cleanup, but that's going to take, I think, some real cooperation in terms of not only putting the deal together, but actually going out there and selling the piece. It's, if you've been out there, this is going to be a huge effort to clean up just to get it ready for development and therefore to be competitive with the surrounding townships in terms of bringing in a major, I would think, they're a manufacturing group.
The property right now only has to be remediated to industrial. So there's going to be a lot of cleanup that will take place by a developer after Racer Trust, which is the entity that is actually has the money and is cleaning up the property. So if we want to do anything other than manufacturing on that property, if a developer wants to do anything other than manufacturing, there's going to be another level of environmental cleanup that's going to have to take place on that property because GM is only required to take it to industrial. So that's out there. And right now, LEAP has organized a subcommittee, which I sit on and Matt Brinkley, our senior planner, sits on, that we are talking with the City of Lansing. There are representatives of the City of Lansing on that committee, Lansing Township, Racer Trust, and leadership in LEAP that sits on that committee. And we are talking all the time about how do we cooperate, how do we make this land viable again. It sits right in the middle of our communities.
But do you anticipate a lot of zoning changes for all of these properties?
For Waverly, I really don't see that being residential. There's not a lot of call for residential in that area. But there certainly could be. It's really a unique opportunity to take maybe the frontage on Saginaw Street and zone that commercial. And I'm just throwing these out as ideas. Our planning commission would have those zoning recommendations would have to come from them and have to be applied for by the person who bought the property. But it is a unique opportunity to have maybe some commercial development that fronts Saginaw Street and then some recreational on Michigan Avenue where the park is because there's the sledding hill. There used to be baseball fields there. Soccer's now big now. Instead of baseball, maybe you could do a soccer field. Maybe you could combine a commercial area in which some of the taxes coming off of that commercial area could support the recreational area, and maybe Lansing Township, Ingham County could form a task force to make that a go-to place for recreation, for winter recreation and other uses.
None of these areas are 425 zones right now.
No.
Revenue share. Now, can you create a new 425 zone?
You can always,
with the areas we're talking about.
You sure. Always can create a 425. That it's a powerful tool for units of government to act in cooperative ways with one another. And you can make the criteria of that 425 anything that those two units of government want it to be. There is no set criteria. You know, well, in 30 years after this happens, it'll go to the City of Lansing, or 30 years it'll go to Lansing Township. Or you can make it anything that you want the units of government.
Very good. We're out of time.
Thank you.
We could go a while longer. Kathy Rogers is the Lansing Township Supervisor. Brian Jeffries sits on the Lansing City Council. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.